people coming into an informational meeting one night this week were helping themselves to extra folding chairs. They sat in an elementary school gym to hear Superintendent Daniel Nerad explain just why his district of 20,000 students needs more than $70 million.
We have kids right now that want to and need to use a library that can't get in, and we have technology centers that can't be accessed by the number of classes that need to access them. Our common areas of the building, are, in particular the cafeteria commons, is extremely crowded.
Nerad is describing conditions at Preble High School, which is 250 students above its capacity. Two of the district's other high schools are also above their enrollment limits. He spoke before the last of 25 public forums that have been held over the last 4 years. Nerad says he's listened to input from parents and taxpayers, and now he's ready for a vote. The February 20th referendum asks voters to spend $69 million to build a new high school in southeastern Green Bay. It's an area that's sprouting suburban housing developments. The money would also upgrade and add on to overcrowded elementary schools. A second question asks voters to approve money to maintain the schools. The district's promotional materials estimate the two measures would add $42 to the tax levy for a $150,000 home. It's a bargain to Ellen Shaw. She has two kids in a grade school she describes as overcrowded to the point some classes are being held in closets.
We need it, and now's the time. There's no reason to wait, and it's really sad that they would vote, they would put football in front of their own children.
Shaw is referencing a 2000 referendum in which Brown County voters approved using sales tax money to renovate the Packers' Lambeau Field.
You know, they had no trouble passing that and adding taxes, but they would neglect their own kids.
In 2000, voters also approved a school referendum project. It added on to the city's older existing high schools. And Steve Johnson of Green Bay told the superintendent that he doesn't believe the district's growing enrollment projections. He says the city's west side schools will be able to accommodate kids from the faster growing east side.
There's no reason in the world why we have to use the river as the boundary. We've been living in this town way too long and arguing east side, west side.
And the answer I can give you is that we did look at moving children and changing boundaries. But we had to meet...
Superintendent Daniel Nerad said juggling school boundaries won't provide a long-term solution. Besides, he said the district already owns the land it wants to build on, and he said if the referendum isn't approved, construction costs will only continue to rise. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.